Good morning. We continue our series in John's Gospel. This morning we come to John 10, verses 11 through to 21, where Jesus made one of the most magnificent declarations in all of Scripture. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We shall explore this glorious passage under two headings. The Good Shepherd dies for his sheep, and the Good Shepherd loves his sheep. The Good Shepherd dies for his sheep. To appreciate what Jesus was saying, we must first understand what shepherding involved in ancient Israel. Shepherds walked long distances over rough hills and open wilderness. They stood guard day and night, in heat, in cold, in wind. They acted at times as physicians for sick animals. They faced real and constant danger from bears, lions, wolves, and robbers. Shepherding was lonely, dirty, and demanding work, and it carried a high risk of death. Yet no shepherd willingly died for his sheep. If a shepherd died protecting the flock, he died unwillingly, caught between the sheep and the predator. His death was the tragic consequence of duty, not a deliberate choice. But Jesus is different. Five times in this passage, he declares that he lays down his life for the sheep, and each time it is a deliberate, voluntary act. Verse 18 makes this unmistakably clear. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Jesus did not drift toward the cross. He walked toward the cross purposefully. He had committed no sin, but he willingly went to the cross because his sheep needed a savior. Scripture bears this out in 2 Corinthians 5:21, which says, He, God the Father, made him, God the Son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 1 verse 4 tells us that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. And 1 Peter 3 verse 18 says, Christ also suffered once for sinners, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. There is a detail in the original Greek language that is worth pausing over. When Jesus says in verse 10 that he came to give life, the Greek word is zoe, which means eternal life, divine life, the life of fellowship with God. But when he says in verse 11 that he lays down his life for the sheep, the word is psyche, the whole self, the seat of personhood, one's entire being. Jesus relinquishes psyche so that his sheep might receive zoe. He gave up his whole self so that we might receive eternal life. That is the total cost of our redemption. In normal circumstances, the death of a shepherd also meant the death of the sheep. If wolves killed the shepherd, the flock was next. But not so with Jesus. He laid down his life and then he took it up again. He rose from the grave and we gathered his scattered sheep. And his resurrection did not merely comfort his disciples, it transformed them. Fearful disciples became fearless witnesses. Confused followers became commissioned heralds. Silent men became bold preachers. Notice also the precise words Jesus used. I am the Good Shepherd, not a Good Shepherd, but the Good Shepherd. He's making an exclusive claim. The Greek word translated good is kalos, K-A-L-O-S when transliterated, meaning noble, beautiful, and excellent in both character and conduct. Jesus was saying that he alone is the authentic shepherd. No other religious figure, no other leader, no other system of belief qualifies. He and he alone laid down his life for the sheep. Jesus is in a class entirely by himself. Let us not ever dumb down who he is. Let us always exalt him, because he's altogether lovely, altogether worthy, and altogether wonderful. The next part of this broadcast, we will look at the point, the Good Shepherd loves his sheep. The Good Shepherd does not merely rescue his sheep, he knows them deeply, and that knowing is the wellspring of his sacrificial love. In verses 14 and 15, Jesus declared, "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Notice that Jesus did not say, "I know sheep." He said, "I know my sheep." The believer in Jesus Christ is not a number in a file or a face in a crowd. You are known personally, intentionally, and eternally by Jesus. Your name is known. Your struggles are known. Your fears are known. Your prayers are known. Your tears are known. Long before you ever knew Christ, he knew you. Before you called his name, he called yours. Before you loved him, he loved you. And Jesus links this knowing directly to the eternal love shared between the Father and the Son. The Father's love for the Son is perfect, unchanging, and utterly secure. And Jesus declares that the same quality of love now surrounds his sheep. It is not a lesser love. It is not a temporary love. It is the very love that binds the Father and the Son extended to us. This means that nothing can separate the believer from the love of the Good Shepherd. Not failure, not weakness, not suffering, not temptation, not even death itself. Salvation is a covenant sealed in the blood of Jesus. If Jesus loved you enough to die for you, he loves you enough to keep you. Brothers and sisters, this love brings profound peace. When you feel forgotten, remember, Jesus knows you. When you feel unloved, remember, Jesus died for you. When you feel weak and your prayers are messy and your obedience is inconsistent, remember this. Jesus does not love you because you are strong. He loves you because you are his. Sheep are weak, foolish, and helpless. That is precisely why they need a shepherd. Christ gladly supplies what his sheep lack, namely guidance, protection, and strength. As the Apostle John said in 1 John 4, verse 19, "We love him because he first loved us." The Good Shepherd gave his psyche, his whole self, so that you might receive Zoe, that is, eternal life. He died so that you might live. He rose so that death could never hold you. He knows you by name and loves you without condition. Are you one of his sheep this morning? If you have never surrendered your life to Christ, do so today. Come to the Good Shepherd, the only one who laid down his life and took it up again. And then find in him the life, the love, and the security your soul has always needed. May Christ continue to bless you greatly.